This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That was a quick sweep, and you know, the amazing part is, and I'm not very good at math, but I can count to 504, because that's how many points they dropped on the Heat in four games. 504 points, Jeff. I mean, they were just, and last night, to you know, put 138 on the floor, or 138 points last night. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I don't know if they're just so much in rhythm, or Miami was that bad.
Yes and yes.
All right, I'll buy it.
I'd say yes to both of those things. This is the first time a 10 seed made it into the regular playoffs through the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's the last, if that's an indication of the type of basketball we're going to get. That was awful. And good for the Cavs. They get a little time to rest up.
I thought it was interesting watching the game yesterday. I was, you know, they were up, were they up 50 at one point? When they went up 49
points.
That's
ridiculous.
I thought, I was like, are they going to take their foot off the pedal here? Like, I didn't know, you know, I think if it was a regular season game, maybe. I was trying to figure out, like, the unwritten rules going into this thing at the end. I mean, you don't want to embarrass another NBA team. But by the same token, you know, you don't want to give them any chance that they think they have a life. Kenny Atkinson reviewed a play late, which he was right, and he on a block, and he was right. I think they were up like 50 at the time that he did it. And I was like, is that in bad taste? But it was really weird.
The Heaters embarrassed themselves, Sandy. The Cavs didn't embarrass them. The Heat embarrassed themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
It was awful.
Yeah, but I just... Like, what's the rule there? Like, I kept thinking to myself, you know, and by the way, if you noticed at the end of the game, they did it right, right? You know, there's like less than a minute to go in the game. Cavaliers had the ball. They walked it down the floor. They let time expire, and then Miami came back, and they had the ball, and they came back. Like, that unwritten rule of the game was fulfilled at the end of the game. Although... I mean, there were points there where Tyler Hero was so frustrated there, and I still think it was in the first half. I'm like, dude, you're down 40. You need to chill because you are getting crushed, absolutely crushed. Man, he only ended up with 4 points last night. Oh, he was minus 44. I don't even know that I've ever seen that number in a box score before. What? Give me your whole take on the whole series.
It was awful. When Miami didn't win one of the first two games in Cleveland, I thought they're going to win one in Miami because they played, they had some moments in the two games in Cleveland. You know, they never completely went away until late. And I thought they're going to win a game. But going into the series, I thought Cavs would win in five, maybe six, and they won in four. So they get a little extra time off. And there's nothing to say about the series. The Miami Heat, after games one and two, did not put up any effort. And that will lead to massive changes with Miami this year. Not with Pat Riley, not with Eric Spoelstra. That roster is going to get just changed. And Hero's up for a huge extension. Is he worth it? That's something Miami's going to have to figure out.
I guess the bigger question is what we ask at the end of every show. Like, I'm trying to figure out, what did we learn by this? I think we learned that... the Cavaliers are no joke, and I don't think we thought they were a joke before. They're the number one seed going into this thing. I think we all kind of have Boston circled at the end. I think you better not look past Indiana.
You definitely better not look past Indiana.
So
Pacers could knock the Cavs out.
Why, though? Why do you say that?
They're a better team. They're a much better team than Miami.
Oh, better than Miami? You made it sound like they're a better team than the Cavaliers.
No, they're a much better team than Miami. Pacers are good. Pacers have some playoff experience.
So what?
They went further than the Cavs last year.
What has to be rearranged then off the deck that they were able to do against Miami that they won't be able to do against Indiana? What has to change? What do they need to do
what
to be successful?
Who need to change?
The Cavaliers. Do they need to change? What
they
is
don't need
going
to change anything until they have to.
Meaning, just go at it the same way you've been going at it?
Go play your game. And if Indiana comes up with something that slows you down, then adjust. It's pretty simple. I don't mean to downplay the Miami series. Anybody who's going to be all giddy that they swept a team that didn't bother to show up for games 3 and 4 at home, you need to get over that fast, because Indiana's going to show up every game. They're going to. They have better talent. They're equally as well coached. Rick Carlisle's a terrific coach. And we're assuming Indiana, wins one of the next three against Milwaukee. We're assuming that. I would assume that, especially with Dame Lillard not being there. I would assume that it's 5 or 6. And Indiana's going to show up, and that's going to be a series. And if I had to pick a team to win the series, I would pick the Cavs.
Donovan Mitchell, after the game last night, was talked about. The first time they can play, I think, is Saturday. That's the earliest they could play in this series against Indiana. So, here we go again. It seems like this happens every year. We ask ourselves the question, rest or rust? Rest or rust? And Donovan Mitchell was asked about that after the game on TNT last night.
I mean, I'm always a big fan of rest. It's the best I've felt in my career. So the biggest thing is now is just use that, take advantage of it. And I understand I can still get out working. We're not at the house chilling. Be ready for Milwaukee or Indiana.
I'll buy. I think every time we get in this conversation about whether, are you going to sit out a week? What are you going to do? Blah, 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 blah. I would think it always comes. I mean, you might come out a little rusty in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter of a game of the next series, game one, but it's over after that. I think once you break a sweat, you can forget about the rust thing. I think it's probably one of the most overblown storylines in any series. But what does it happen? Every once in a while, a team comes out rusty because they were sitting for too long. It's not going to happen with Cavaliers. I really don't think so.
I don't think it happens very often at all with any team. And with Donovan Mitchell being injured leading into this, with Darius Garland missing the last two games, Cavs can use a little rest. Heal up, feel better, go win a series. Honestly, I think it's pretty simple.
All right, so again, give me the positives and the negatives of this last series against Miami.
Positives, nobody was significantly injured.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Garland, and you get some time off. The only thing, if you're looking for a strategic thing that I think might be good, Garland didn't play the last two games. I'm not going to go into anything like, you should trade Darius Garland. You shouldn't trade Darius Garland.
I've heard that storyline the last couple. Like, they just swept Miami. Do we have to really sit here and talk about whether they're going to trade a guy or how they're going to hang on to Ty? I'm so not wanting to worry about what is coming up after the playoffs. Can we worry about the playoffs? Like, I think we waste a lot of breath sometimes not living in the moment. Look where your feet are right now. I say this all the time. Look where your feet are. Like, I don't – if they need to do something with Garland at the end of the season, go ahead. But I know where Garland is now. I know that he can play. I know that he's an asset to this team. I know they've been able to play good basketball, whether he's on the floor or not. He's a part of the team. Can we please just kind of chill for a second on whether we're sitting here about whether, is this going to work or is this not going to work for another year in a row with him and Donovan Mitchell? Can we just stop the narrative? We're just looking for something to talk about. We can stop. We can stop during the playoffs and worry about it after they win the championship. I'll be positive about it. Sorry.
Without Darius on the floor, DeAndre Hunter had a little more run. Dean Wade had a little more run. I like that lineup a lot. And so it gave them a different look with a little bigger lineup that might come in handy against Indiana and would definitely come in handy against Boston if that eventually happens. That's the only thing I take out of the Miami series.
Yeah,
that's it.
Am I wrong by saying live in the moment right now? Because let's face it, Jeff, I mean, I'm not trying to be old on this or not, but we haven't seen many championships in this town in our lifetime, one. And, to even keep advancing in the playoffs and to watch the way the Cavaliers are playing – Like, they're the top seed in the East. I know we all have this fear of Boston, but is there any point where we're allowed, we should just kind of relax for a second? Because now would be the time to say, wow, they're playing great. They played great all season. They just absolutely destroyed Miami. Let's see what the next challenge is. Hopefully it's tougher, and it should be, because that's the way the playoffs are made. Can we enjoy the moment for a second here? Is that asking too much?
I'll add in, I think the biggest positive coming out of this series, guys, is the fact that the Cavaliers just went, we're better than you, and we know it, and boom, good luck.
Took care of it.
I mean, there was one game that I think the three of us would call close-ish, and it was until Donovan Mitchell just went, all right, fine, I'm done
taking
here.
Over.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, or you could say the same thing until Ty Jerome did it in the first game.
Exactly.
Sure. You know, those first two games, I thought, wow, Cavs needed somebody to go absolutely nuts in game one and absolutely nuts in game two to make sure they put away the 10th seed. That obviously didn't have a whole lot of interest in being there, because we saw that in games three and four. If you're looking for a cautionary thing, that's it. I mean, Jerome went, what did he have, 16 points in the fourth quarter? And then Donovan had 17 in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you needed unreal efforts to win those games. Okay, but you got them. And then the next two games, Miami didn't bother to show up. So there's not a ton to take out of that. Just when you have a home game, and against a team like Indiana, if that ends up being the case, unlikely that you're going to have somebody go for 16 and 17, because they're better than Miami in the fourth quarter. So they'll just have to, I think, play a little bit better than they did against Miami in those two home games. And then Miami just didn't show up.
I don't know how you face that. I mean, you're an NBA team. Like, you go back, if you're Miami, I would not go back and watch what we saw in last night's game when Barkley, like, straight out called you up at halftime and said, you quit.
Well, they were awful, Andy. They did quit. They did.
As much as they quit, I still think Hero tried to play hard the whole way through. It's not, I don't know if it's a total team effort, but they just,
let's be real honest, guys. TNT should have did everybody a favor and just put Jaws on for the second half until the next game.
Not a bad idea.
I mean, that's really what that looked like after the first half, is it was like, okay, can we just get Jurassic Park on? We've got it laying over here. We're TNT. We always have it. Lord of the Rings. I don't even care which one. Just put an hour and a half of it on.
216-474-0092. James is in East Cleveland. James, start us off this morning just talking about last night's game, concerns, worries, and how good can you feel about after last night's game? What do you got, James?
Well, thanks for taking my call. What I first took from the whole series against the Heat is I want to get into two things here, mostly. But basically, number one thing I took is the mid player that Andrew Wiggins has become. When we took him first, I remember there was much debate about training for Kevin Love. Proof is in the pudding. I'm glad we did that. Got a championship out of it. And he's just kind of a mediocre player now.
Okay.
As far as the play-in tournament, I think it needs to be some adjustments made to it. I don't think, and I was looking at the standings schedule first, but I don't think it should be a play-in tournament. I think it should be a qualification of being at least a 500 team. In this situation, they did the play-in tournament when the Heat was like 37-45, the Magic were 41-41, and the Bulls was 39-43. I don't think if you hit the 500, you shouldn't even be playing in. Why take out a team that finished 500 to replace them with a team that's below 500? I think that should be the first standard across the board to even initiate a play-in. It should only be a play-in if the eighth seed is below 500 as well. Then you bring that in. But you shouldn't let below 500 teams in the playoffs just to do it. You know, I know it's a money-making business. And then the last thing I want to take out of the series is Donovan Mitchell has been coaching the whole year. Like, not coaching, he's playing terrific, but he's been letting other players take over the game, get into their groove. But with this Pacers series, with this tough Pacers team that I think could get a couple games or maybe even push us to seven, they're young, energetic, they got bodies to throw at us. I think it's time to see the real Donovan. I think it's time for Ball to, you know, let you take over. I think it's time for him to take over.
James, I got you. I agree with you, what you're saying. By the way, James, anyone ever tell you you sound like Kendrick Lamar a little? You ever hear that?
I wish I had his money. That would be nice.
I think you sound just a little bit like him. James, have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you, James.
I think he brings up some great points. I want to come back and talk about some of those. Phone lines are open. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Cavs sweeping the Heat. What's next?
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mike Florio, you know him. He writes the Sports Bible or the Football Bible. It's called Pro Football Talk. You see him on NBC Sports all the time. Does a fantastic job. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, so Jeff, I was on... I know you hate when I do this, but I was on with Portland Radio this morning, and they were like all excited about.
Thank you.
Are you done?
Wait a minute. You were on Portland Radio this morning. What was it, like 3 a.m. in Portland?
Oh, prime time, 3 a.m. They love it. They can't get enough. It was weird to hear this because the guys I was talking to, I thought they were great, but they were talking about just being like a one horse town, you know, because they only have the Trailblazers.
Right.
And it's weird to think about it that way, isn't it?
How dare you talk about the Timbers and the Thorns like that?
He said we have an MLS team, too. Does that make you feel better there?
Yeah.
Footballer?
There you go.
Talk about the Thorns, too. They're rolling.
Then they went, and after they're done watching games, they go out and look at trees.
Oh, it's exciting.
Oh, a tree.
And that's after, what, smoking everything they possibly can?
Get wow. In
front of them? Come on. Let's be honest. Oregon's probably like one of the first places that you think of, live free. Come on.
Just because Bill Walton was there back in the day?
No, it's not just him. And when you live in the Northwest, you kind of get it. You understand that Portland could be like the capital of.
Portland's an interesting city.
You with me on this, Dan?
I'll leave it at that.
Dan, I need you. I need your. Although San Francisco is pretty close there, too. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. San Francisco was the first place I saw people actually just openly smoking joints, no matter where they cared. They just didn't care.
Yeah, like Cleveland now.
Just basically like our walk back to the car, yes.
Nothing wrong with sitting in a coffee shop.
Like Cleveland now.
It's all natural, though, right? It's all natural.
What's that smell? It's not diesel.
Sitting there.
It's not smog.
Sit there at the independent bookshop, reading a book, smoke over the line.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. It doesn't get any better than this being on Lawrence Welk. That is the epitome of irony.
Is that not the best?
Is that not the epitome of irony,
it's so
though?
So good.
Right? Like, that's like the last thing you thought you ever would see there.
With Lawrence Welk then going, a modern hymnal for the kids. If you scroll through our X page, you can find it. I posted it on there. I think the day it got legalized in Cleveland, I think I posted it.
Oh, man. So, Jeff, a one and a two.
You want a Portland story real quick?
Yes, give me a Portland story. No, I sit here and live for your stories. Go.
You sure do. So, in Portland, it's after a game, and a bunch of us went to...
A hookah bar.
To a wing place, nationally known wing place.
Okay.
And so it's late.
Started in Columbus?
So we walk back. Three of us walk back. Me, our buddy KK, and a gentleman named AC.
Okay.
Okay? You can guess who AC is.
Yeah, that's not too tough to
hide. His first name might be Austin.
Okay.
And we're walking back to our hotel, and we're walking. And, it's late at night, so it's a little rough, you're thinking, because Portland has some interesting people wandering the streets. We get in front of this hotel, and the doorman is escorting a woman out of the hotel. And she was not, not a professional.
Yeah.
She was some gal who had been out on the streets, apparently. And so we're walking, and as the doorman gets this woman to the door and kind of pushes her into the sidewalk, not like physically pushing her down, this woman's head turns, and she sees our friend AC, and says, "And you, you son of a..."
What?
"I told you to quit..." And you...
Yelling at AC?
Our friend AC is like, boom, cuts across the street, gets to our hotel fast. But this woman, obviously, you know...
Inebriated?
Had, and I don't... Might have been a permanent inebriation, if you know what I mean.
Okay. She,
I don't think
something
she was...
was a little off kilter.
Yeah, she was. But she just turns... And immediately, "And you, you son of a..." And it's like Austin's like, "Oh my God." And we're all like, "Get out of here." It's funny. But like, it was one of those moments that's like, ah.
They didn't teach me this in South Bend.
Doesn't have a weapon, does she? Okay, good.
Wow. Weird. Portland's one of the few cities I've never been to. I think I missed
really?
That trip. Yeah, when we were traveling Cavaliers.
The arena is...
I missed that trip.
It's a beautiful arena. It's a liberal town. A lot of things going on there.
What does that mean?
A lot of things going on there.
All you got to do is watch a season or two
of Portlandia.
Yeah. And you've got the general vibe of Portland. It's a great place.
All right, give me the vibe on this. Do we feel more confident, less confident, or the same about the Cavaliers in this quest? To try to get by, and it really, the quest is to get by Boston.
Absolutely,
right?
Okay. The same. I'm sorry. You take nothing out of the Miami series. Anybody who wants to take something out of the Miami series is just hoping to be a cheerleader and yay, yay, yay. Cavs are really good. Cavs have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. You can't add to it because of what they did to Miami. Miami was a 10th seed who decided not to show up for two home playoff games. What? What in the heck was Pat Riley? What the heck was Eric Spoelstra
but
thinking?
But are you?
That was just awful.
Are you belittling the accomplishment by saying that?
Yes, it wasn't. Andy, there was no accomplishment. You drilled a 10th seed that didn't want to be there for games 3 and 4. There's nothing to belittle. It was just awful. Miami stunk.
It was only.
I was shocked how bad Miami was, because you know what I think of the Miami organization.
Yeah.
I think they're really good.
Yeah.
And they weren't really good, and their team's not very talented. They're extremely well coached, and I expected that to play a factor in the Heat winning at least one game in the series. It did not.
So we do realize this was the most lopsided series in NBA playoff history, too. 122 points.
That's why you can't take anything out of it. The Heat was awful. The Cavs were really good, but the Cavs have been really good all year. So because they drilled the 10th seed that didn't want to be there for two home games, don't get overly excited. Stay excited because of what the Cavs did in the regular season and the chance that they have to really accomplish some things this year. Cavs have been really good, man.
Cavs outscored Miami by 122 points. They surpassed the 1986 Lakers for largest margin of victory in any four-game playoff span, regardless of series. The previous was 109. That was... I got that off of Hoops Hype. So, I are we concerned about Darius Garland? I think that they didn't need him. I mean, he's got a sprained big toe.
He'll be all right.
Sergeant Hulka.
If I had to guess, they kept him out because we're up 2-0. We got a chance. Okay, yeah, let's go. And Andy, I'll just throw this out. And this is, you're better off having good players on your team. Cavs are very good when one of those guards sit. It allows them to do some other things that they don't normally do when they have both guards healthy.
Does it throw a wrench at other teams when they do that, though, when they don't play one?
I don't know.
I mean, don't you have to prepare for both all the time?
I'm not gonna go there drastically because I just think that they're a very good basketball team when you have Donovan and Darius. You know I don't like the small backcourt.
Yeah.
They still had the best record in the Eastern Conference with those guys playing together. And you don't get better by trading away good talent unless you get good talent in return. You know, it's about the mix. And right now the mix is just fine.
How about this quote from before the game from Kenny Atkinson? He said he expected game 4 to be a tough one. This will be a monumental task. Especially here in Miami.
Well, it should have been.
They have great pride, and they're a heck of a team. I expect this to go down to the wire tonight.
And Andy,
if the wire was 3 minutes into the game.
I expected game 3 to be that way. That's what I expected game 3 to be.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what we learned. from this. But you're right. There isn't, you know, that they didn't learn anything. So, they learned that they were able to play against a team that they should beat and beat up. And they did that. It's exactly what they did. And that's why it was so exciting. So much fun. I don't know. I enjoyed it. Look, I was, if there's one thing the team we kind of questioned, is the confidence going into the playoffs, because everyone is saying Boston. Everyone is saying Boston. And I like before the series. I'm not.
You better beat Indiana.
What?
Indiana's going to be a heck of a series.
I'm not. That's not. But my point wasn't Indiana next. My point is that the majority of the people think that we are on it, whether it's Indiana or not. And this has nothing to do with the Cavaliers. This has to do with like the national narrative on the Cavs, right? So take care of business against Indiana, and then you'll get what you want. You're going to end up getting Boston, and I think that's where everyone's at. But I don't think people have a lot of respect for the Cavs going into this thing. They didn't.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think nationally people think the Cavs cannot get by Boston.
Well, it's going to be a 6-7 game. I understand that. Boston's the defending NBA champs. So they're really good.
I think that in this four-game series, if they accomplish nothing less.
I don't
less,
think the Cavs will get past Boston. If it ends up where they're, I would take Boston in that series. I would take the Cavs against Indiana. I don't think they beat Boston. Until you beat the champ, you don't beat the champ. Sorry.
No, they beat them in Boston. I know everyone wants to poo-poo it because they think Boston went to sleep. Like, what? By the way, Boston's already lost the game in their series, right?
So what?
Well, they lost the game. It means they're beatable.
You're allowed to lose games. It's the series.
Yeah, but
you only got to win four.
Is Boston the greatest team that's ever walked the face of this earth?
Nope.
And by the way, I have confidence in the Cavaliers right now. I'm tired of giving Boston so much credit. Let's see what the Cavs can do against them in the Eastern Conference. If they can get there, yeah, I know. Don't put your foot on the pedal too fast past Indiana.
If Boston can get there. Boston's going to get a heck of a series from New York.
True. So, I don't know. I hope that they put the pedal to the metal against Indiana. I hope they can do the same thing. And I think anybody that was worried about what was going to happen against Miami suffers the same fate. I want the Cavaliers to step on their throat. I want them to step on everybody's throat.
Oh, that's not nice.
I want them to tell everyone just to shut up. They did it against Miami. They stepped on their throat. I'm tired. I'm tired of getting picked on.
Picked on?
I'm getting picked on. I'm tired of you guys picking on me.
What's the over-under on minutes Jalen Brunson plays in that series?
It's 47 per game.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll do some quick math.
Times however many games you play.
Josh Hart won't leave the floor.
Neither will Karl-Anthony Towns until he pulls something.
Or falls out.
Let's come back. We switch gears. We talk about the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot, she called it. Jeff said it. They could draft two quarterbacks. They could draft two running backs, and guess what? They did both. Mary Kay Cabot next, Cleveland.com. She joins us here on Baskin and Phelps.